Would you take the Word of God with me, please, and turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6 this morning. Find your place there, please. The Gospel of John in the New Testament, chapter 6. Going to read a portion of scripture from John chapter 6 together. I'll read aloud and you follow along if someone beside you does not have a copy of the Word of God in hand, if you will allow them to share and we can all look on together. I would appreciate that. I think they would also. If you do not have a Bible, if you'll see me at the conclusion of the service, we would love to help you with that.
Amen. That's good, preacher.
I think everybody needs a Bible.
Amen.
Everybody is deserving of one.
Mm-hmm.
Next Sunday morning, a great organization will be with us here in the service to make a 10-15 minute presentation that does a great job of getting Bibles in hand to people who are in need, the Gideon organization. And they help us here in our church to provide Bibles for people. And so if we can help you by getting a Bible, then we would love to. John chapter 6. Can you stand with me one more time as we look at the Word of God and give reverence to it? We'll begin reading in verse number 37. These are the words of the Lord Jesus that we find here recorded in John chapter 6. And he says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day.
Amen.
And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day." Let's stop and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that thy will be done as we consider your word for just a few moments. We pray that you'll open up our hearts, our ears, give us understanding, that we may accept the teaching. We pray that you'd be with this preacher, Lord, that you would guide his lips and help him to say what you'd want him to say. Guard his lips that he wouldn't say anything that you would not want him to say. We simply want to be your spokesman, and we desire to be a blessing to the people that have assembled themselves here in the house of God today. Use us, Lord, for this purpose. We may bring honor and glory to thy name. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Would you be seated? If you're in the habit of taking notes, marking things in your Bible, I've given the title of the message this morning, Some Things That Jesus Would Not Do. And as we go down through the text, I'd like for you to consider with me some things in these verses that we find here that he says that he will not do as the theme for the message this morning. From time to time, we as people, as individuals, make the comment that there are some things that we will not do, or there are some things that we will do, and then we fail to either do or not do those things. But we find in Jesus a person who keeps his word, a person who never fails.
Yep.
A person who is true.
Amen.
A person who cannot break his word.
That's right.
A person who cannot lie.
Amen.
And he says in this passage of Scripture some things that are true and accurate. And there are things that he says he will never do. Some things that I'm encouraged by. And some things that I'd like to try and share with you this morning that I hope will encourage you. I'm going to try and stick close to the text this morning. Sometimes preachers will teach and preach a textual, exegetical message, and then sometimes they will teach and preach a topical message from a particular passage from the Word of God. And I'm going to try and stick with the verses that we have read this morning and just kind of take them as they have been laid out, as Jesus gives us here this morning, and relate to you what he says that he will not do. I don't have much of an introduction. We're just going to try and get right into it because I think there's quite a bit of meat in what Jesus says here in the four verses that we have read. When we look at it, we see here, first of all, in verse number 37, that Jesus says that he will never cast out one that comes to him. Look at it with me there. He says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Make a note of that expression there. I will in no wise cast out. I like the fact that Jesus says, I'll never cast out one that comes to me.
Amen.
I'll never put aside. I'll never put aside or cast off or disregard the individual that comes to me. There's a couple different ways that you can look at this. There's a couple different ways that this can be applied. First of all, it applies to the individual that comes to the Lord in salvation or for salvation. If you're looking to be saved, if you're looking to have your sins forgiven, if you realize that you need to have your sins atoned for, just as the young people sang about, he paid a debt that he did not owe. So that we could be forgiven of sins that we owed. Then you can go to Jesus and have those sins forgiven. He will not cast you aside. The Bible says, whosoever will may come. I'm a whosoever.
Amen.
You're a whosoever.
That's right.
I'm glad that the Bible does not put a status or a certain requirement on an individual to be able to come to the Lord Jesus Christ in regards to salvation.
Amen.
Anybody can come.
Yes.
You do not have to have a pedigree attached to your name in order to be saved.
Right.
You can be the lowest of the low, because that's where we're all at. It all, when Jesus' blood was shed, it reaches to the lowest, to the highest.
Amen.
It applies to all.
Praise God.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
yep,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad that Jesus said he would never cast out anybody that comes to him.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Anyone that desires to be saved can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He never discouraged anyone in the Word of God that desired to be cleansed from their sin. Anyone that recognized their need to be set free from the burden and the bondage of sin, Jesus said, thy sins are forgiven. Thou hast been made whole. You're a new person.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Get up and go a different way. Thy sins have been forgiven. He never said, go do something different and come back and I'll consider it. But he took care of it as soon as you come to him. As soon as you realize that he's the one who suffered and bled and died so that your sins could be atoned for. That's the reason why he came into this world. to save sinners, Paul said, of whom I am chief. I like that. When you realize your need, when you recognize who you are and the fact that you need Jesus Christ as your Savior, then He won't cast you aside. But there's another reason that this verse can be applied. There's another application that can be made, not just salvation, but in regards to supplication. When we go before Him in prayer, when we call upon His name, not just for Him to save our soul and to forgive our sins, but when we have a need in our life, when we have a prayer request, when we want to talk to God about something in our lives, the Bible says that we have a God in heaven who hears and helps.
Yep.
That we have a throne room there where our requests can be made known.
Amen.
And that He helps us in the time of need. That His ear is always open. That He will help us. That He will not reject us. That He will not tell us to go away. That He will not put us on hold. That He will not tell us to come back another time. But He is always available for us to call upon His name. I like that.
Amen.
He will never cast out anybody that comes to Him.
Amen.
He is a rewarder, the Bible says, of them that diligently seek Him. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved,
come on.
All you have to do is recognize that He's the one who died on Calvary's cross for you. And you can humbly bow before Him and be saved this very moment. If you're here this morning and you're a child of God and you have a need in your life, I don't care how big you think it is. I don't care how difficult you think it is. I don't care how tall you think the mountain is. There's a God in heaven who can help you with whatever you're facing.
Sir.
I don't care how deep you think the valley is. I don't care how dark you think the day is. There's a God who can help you see your way through
Amen.
It. You don't have to go through it alone.
That's right.
You're not without help. There is one who will come to your aid. And He'll not tell you, go away, I'm too busy.
Amen.
He'll never cast you aside. Claim John 6:37 as your promise this morning.
Amen.
There are some things that Jesus will never do. He'll never cast one aside who comes to Him. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Sinner or saint alike.
Amen.
Jesus has time for you.
Praise God.
But notice this also. The Bible says in verse number 38, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me." Not only will He never cast out the one that comes to Him, but He will never do His own will, but the Father's will. He'll never do His own will, but the Father's will, He said. I am one of many sitting in this room this morning who oftentimes desires to do His own will.
Amen, preacher.
I wrestle with that so often. I look at myself, I talk to myself all the time, and I say, it'd be so easy just to do your own thing, just to give in to the flesh, just to let go and just to live for a moment. And then I remember, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
I'm one of His. And I've been called, set aside.
Yes.
For His purpose. Put in a position where others are looking. And if I was to just let go and do my own thing and live unto myself. It wouldn't just affect me. But there's a precious family that God has given me. And there's children and grandchildren that are looking at me. And there's a church family. And I have to say, God, you're going to have to help me crucify this old, dirty, rotten flesh. But you know what? We all have to do that, folks.
Yes, sir.
Why do we have to do that? Because we have one who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who set an example before us. Who came into this world and He said, "Not my will, but Thy will be done." There was a cross before Him. And it would have been very easy to say, "I'm not going to do it. It's too difficult. It's too heavy. It's going to be too painful. I don't deserve that. I'm not a sinner." They're the ones that should be going through all this. But instead He said, "I came not to do my own will."
That's right.
"But the Father's
Amen.
Will."
Amen.
Blessed be His name.
Amen.
And because He lives within us, the life which we now live in the flesh, Paul said, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. The only way we can do it is to look to Him constantly and say, as the Apostle Paul said, "I too choose to die daily."
Amen.
Can't just die once. We got to do it over and over and over again. He chose to not do His own will, but the Father's will. And He said, "I'll never do my own will, but I'll always do that which is the Father's will." That's an amazing thing, to always do the Father's will. To always, in each instance, know what the Father wants and to resign yourself to give in and do it. To come to the place where you just know that's the way to go, Brother Tim, and choose to do it. But isn't that what life is all about? A crossroad and choices?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah, that's good.
And a consequence? And the consequence can either be a blessing or a curse. You'd think we would learn. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. He said, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me." May it be in our hearts that we are walking on earth desiring to ascend up into heaven, not to do our own will, but the will of Him who is calling us to that glorious place. Notice also, as we look on in the text, He said, "And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing." I should lose nothing. He will never cast out anybody that comes to Him. He will never do His own will, but the Father's will. And He'll never lose anybody that has been given to Him by the Father. I like that.
Amen.
He'll never lose anybody that has been given to him by the Father.
Amen.
In John chapter 17, which is really the great intercessory prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord's Prayer, you take time to read it. I wish we had time to turn there this morning and look at it. John chapter 17, the whole chapter, it just finds Jesus Christ on his knees talking to God the Father, communing with him intimately. And as he talks to God in prayer, in the middle of it, we find him talking about us to the Lord, to his heavenly Father. And he says, all that thou hast given to me are mine, and they are thine.
Amen.
And as I studied that thing out, and I think we preached a message on it a while back, in a series of messages, about how we're in God's hand and we're in Christ's hand. And I know that there's the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three in one and one in three. But when Jesus said that statement there in John chapter 17, he said, all that thou hast given me are thine, or mine, and they are thine. He was putting a double seal of protection upon his own. You understand that? A double lock.
Amen.
I have this safe in my house. It's a gun safe. And it takes two keys to open it. There's an upper lock and a lower lock. It can't just be opened with one key. You have to have both keys to open it. Double security. Maximum security. It's a crude illustration, I know. But in regards to the soul of an individual believer in the Lord, we're doubly secure in Him.
Amen.
In God and in Christ.
Hallelujah.
There's no need for you to worry about whether or not you're going to lose your salvation.
Amen.
That's right.
It had to get through Christ and through God. And not only that, we're sealed until the day of redemption.
Amen.
The Holy
Amen.
Spirit of God.
Yes.
So there's triple protection.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You cannot lose it.
No, sir.
People wrestle with it all the time. Am I saved? Am I lost? One day, they believe they are a child of God. The next day, they believe that they've done something to disqualify them from being a child of God.
Amen.
Put your finger on John 6 and verse 39 and claim it as your promise this morning. All that the Father hath given to me, he said, I should lose nothing, he said. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of at all which he hath given me, should I lose nothing. Nothing. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a nothing.
Amen, brother.
I qualify.
Yeah.
I wrote my name out beside verse number 39 and drew a line over to the word nothing and circled it because that's me. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. Just like I'm a whosoever, I'm a nothing.
That's good. I like that. Me neither.
Excuse me. You are too.
That's right. Amen, preacher.
Amen.
All of us in this room are just animated dirt.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's what we're made of.
Yep.
And when God breathed upon us and we became life, that's what we became, animated dirt. Animated nothing. If we're anything at all, it's what He creates in us.
Yes.
So put your name beside that word nothing there. I think it's precious. that we're identified as that. Because God says I should lose nothing. He's not going to lose me. I'm one of His own. He thinks so much about me that He said, I'm not going to lose that one.
Yes.
I'm kept, secure, preserved in Him.
Yes.
Jesus said, there are some things that I will never do. I'll never cast out the one that comes to me. I'll never do my own will, but the Father's will, and I'll never lose anybody that has been given to me by the Father. Look also with me, if you will, at verse 39 and 40. The last part of verse 39, it says, not only will I not lose nothing, but I should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Amen.
He's never going to leave anybody in the grave. At the last day.
Amen.
Hey, Miss Patty, there ain't no grave going to hold this body down.
Amen.
One of these days, we're going to get up out of the ground. If it should happen this way, if the rapture doesn't occur first, if we don't hear the shout, come up hither, and it could very easily happen at any moment before even this church service is over, we could hear the Lord shout.
Yes, sir.
Church, come on. Come up here.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We saw it beautifully illustrated last Sunday night. Some of us did. How the Lord Jesus Christ Himself may be getting ready to do that very thing. How the angel may be pursing his lips and getting ready to blow the trumpet.
Amen.
It's getting close, folks.
Yes, it is. Amen.
But for Clara Carson and for so many others who have died in the Lord, what about them? There ain't no grave going to hold their body down.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Pat Bowes, Brother George Skaggs, Brother Miss Gibson, Darlene Prather, Marcia Morgan,
yes.
Tommy Prather.
Amen.
Brother Shear.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my heart's starting to do flip-flops inside. I'm starting to get holy goosebumps.
Ooh.
About the dead in Christ rising first, as the Scripture says.
Yeah.
And then we which are alive and remain being caught up together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because it says right here that He should raise it up again at the last day. I will raise Him up. He's never going to leave anybody behind in the ground. How's He going to remember all that? Because He's the Lord. Because He's God. Because He's all wise.
Amen.
Because He knows His own.
Yes.
Because He keeps those who are His.
That's right, preacher.
I don't care how you go out of this life. You can go through a terrible accident where your body is mutilated beyond recognition. You can go through a natural cause. You can go through a terrible disease. You can battle cancer for years and it can ravage your body. Hey, you can be cremated. And guess what? At the last day,
That's right. Come on.
You're going to get up out of the ground.
Amen.
God knows where to find the ashes and assemble it all back together.
That's right.
And glorify it. You can't fool God.
Amen, preacher.
You say you believe in cremation? No, I don't. Personally, I don't. I think it's God's job to take care of the body.
Yep.
I think you ought to do what you ought to do and put it in the ground.
Amen.
Naturally.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings probably.
That's all right.
But you ought to put it in the ground, in a casket, lower it in the vault, in the cemetery, leave it there until God calls for it, and let Him do His glorifying work, change it, and then it's done with. That's His work.
Amen.
Don't take God's work into your own hands,
that's
is what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
But it's cheaper. Well, I don't know. It may be. In this day and time, I don't know. It's getting about as costly. The funeral home has a way of getting to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what some people's wishes are. But if even if you choose that way, God knows where to find them ashes.
Amen.
No, I'll fool God. I'll take it out here in the ocean and I'll sprinkle it in there. And
no.
He can go to the bottom of the ocean. He can find all that.
Amen.
Because He'll never leave anybody at the last day.
Right.
What it says? In the grave. I'm glad there are some things that Jesus would never do.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I tell you what. I've got a few more things, but they're not textual. They're topical. You're going to have to come back tonight.
Amen.
In order to get the rest of the message.
That's good.
But to whet your appetite,
tell it.
Jesus would never miss church. And I've got proof. If you come back tonight,
amen.
He'd never miss church. I'll show you from the Word of God, along with some other things, as we continue part two of the message, some things that Jesus would never do.